Hello, and welcome to the U-Space podcast, episode 13. I'm your host, me, Hadley Gilbert. I work for the Community Wellbeing Service in Gloucester. We're based at the Leisure Centre. The U-Space is a community space, and there are lots of amazing things happening here every week. And I'll just run through the incredible things that are going on. So, Mondays and Thursdays, Sarah from the charity Can You See Me is here 10 till 1. And she supports anyone who has any questions about benefits and finance and all of that. And she does a fantastic job. Tuesdays is a coffee morning. So just come along and just enjoy the day, really, and start it off correctly with fellow U Spaces and have a chat and meet new people. Wednesdays is podcast day. Everyone is welcome if you would like to be a part of our podcast. And hopefully one day I might actually be on, but I'm only hosting. And so that's Wednesdays. The mental health group drop is from 12 p.m. till 2. That's also on a Wednesday, hosted by Sam from Jigsaw. Thursdays, again, there's Sarah, who'll be dropping in, and from Can You See Me. We have Mats and Makers, which is supported by Gas Projects. That's from 11 till 2, and you can bring your own art and craft, or you can join us with the products that we're making. What are we making? Well, I do a little bit of drawing, and we are actually making baskets, sort of flower baskets out of various products, and they look incredible. So yeah, join in please, because they look great. The local councillor, Brendan O'Donnell, is at the U Space, and anyone's welcome to come and discuss any issues and about projects happening in Mats and Robinswood area. But you can chat to him about anything, any feedback, good or bad. So, the episode. The episode features Pat and her appeal for volunteers to help with the Rose Garden and to make Matson attractive and beautiful.
Right, hi, my name is Pat, and I'm here today to send out this message for anyone who would be interested in taking up a project of helping to revamp the Rose Garden Matson. Generally, we need somebody for litter picking, general tidying up, as in clearing the ground, cutting back the trees, hedgerows, etc. Tools, high-vis jackets and gloves will be provided, and it's sponsored by RJW Group Limited. People can come on their own as long as they're able to do something. They're all welcome. Any retired gardeners would like to come along with their expertise. You can meet new people, learn about gardening, plants, anybody with ideas on designing of the garden. Any plants donated, welcome. But most of all, we do need some people to spend an hour or two helping to revamp the Rose Garden. Anybody interested can contact Kieran or Penny, Brendan at the U Space in Matson. Thank you very much.
There's the hedgehog rescue team interview about how to help hedgehogs. That's on this episode as well. Yeah, that is on the episode.
My name's Marion, and this is Diane.
Hello.
We volunteer for the Wild Hogs Hedgehog Rescue in Frampton-on-Severn. There are 40 volunteers who do shifts, and they keep it going all through the year, 365 days a year. This year, there have been between 380 and 400 hedgehogs brought into the rescue.
Yep, so far. We've not quite reached the 400 yet, yeah. But we're getting close.
And they are brought in for all sorts of reasons. They have injuries from strimmers, people strimming their grass. So we'd hope to let people know that please check the grass before you start to cut with the strimmer, because there's some awful injuries occur. Dog bites, parasites.
Yeah, they especially this time of year, the young juveniles have got a lot of parasites. Netting, they get caught in netting, especially kind of football nets and cricket nets. So when they're not being used, if you can keep them a few inches off the ground just with some clothes pegs, that'd be great. We had one just brought in last week that was entangled in netting. We get road injuries, but not many of those, because unfortunately, you know, a hedgehog being hit by a car, they rarely survive that. What else did you say? We said dog bites, didn't we?
Generally, they wouldn't survive a bonfire. If somebody has a garden bonfire and they want to light it instantly and they haven't checked it, we ask them to light it one side so that the hedgehog, the hedgehog thinks that the bonfire is a place to nest, that they might be able to escape the other side. But the best advice that we can give is to please dismantle the bonfire if it's been there more than a day, because hedgehogs will think it's a house or a nest, and they will crawl in, and then if people set fire to it, it's too late. So bonfires are a danger. We've said netting. Ponds, garden ponds. They can swim, but there's many ponds, they can't get out once they fall in. So we ask people to put a little ladder in of some sort, like a plank of wood, or build up stones or bricks so that hedgehogs can climb their way out of a pond if they do fall in. But generally, they don't arrive at the rescue, it's too late.
So and entrapments as well, so they can be stuck down kind of manholes, things like that. If there's building work being done and they haven't covered over during the night, then the hedgehogs get stuck in those, or they've been wandered into a shed that's been left open over the night and then it's been locked up and they've been stuck inside a shed for a few days, they get stuck there as well. So, but you know, there is the traumas, but a lot of the hedgehogs that come in is through parasites. Yep, so we've got a Facebook page you can look up if you just search Wild Hogs Hedgehog Rescue, Frampton-on-Severn. We've got a website as well. And what we would say, if you're ever concerned about a hedgehog, just give us a ring. We man the phones during day hours, but there's lots of advice on the Facebook page and the website about what to do if you find a hedgehog out of hours. And you can always kind of follow that and then phone us first thing in the morning. Or the other thing you can do if it's out of hours for us is Vale Wildlife Hospital is 24/7. You can always phone them for advice and there will be someone there to talk to. And our phone number is 07949 976 717. Facebook has got all the information on as well. Just search Wild Hogs Hedgehog Rescue, Frampton-on-Severn. At this time of year, hedgehogs out in the day, they always need help. They shouldn't be out in the day at all. Hedgehogs are nocturnal and their dusk and dawn rises and go back to bed in the dawn. So hedgehogs in the day, you need to kind of phone a rescue. If you feel it's going to kind of wander off or wander into a road and you're worried about it, then pick it up using an old towel or gardening gloves, put it into a high-sided plastic box, because they may kind of start feeling a bit better with a bit of warmth, and they do get very active and dig themselves out of cardboard boxes. So put them in a box. The recycled ones are fantastic for your recycling. Put an old towel in there and a hot water bottle or just an empty plastic drinks bottle with some warm water in to keep it warm, because they suffer from hypothermia, and then call a rescue so that kind of by the time you call the rescue, sometimes people go, I've seen a hedgehog that's injured in my garden, call for rescue for advice, and then when they go out into the garden, the hedgehog's nowhere to be seen, so that hedgehog's kind of gone off with an injury. So if you can kind of contain them and then give ourselves, like I said, during the day, a phone call for advice, then we can let you know what to do. But during the day at the moment, any hedgehog out needs help. The only time we say that there's an exception to that is in the summer months when the mums are feeding. Sometimes the mums will come out during the day when they're feeding to find food for themselves while they're feeding the babies. And they will come out and you will see that they are very, we call them, they're moving with purpose. So they look like they've got a job to do and they're going to do it, and they'll be on a mission. So not wandering in circles, not laying out, they'll be kind of heading and looking for food. So they, you leave those alone, but any that you're worried about, give us a ring. What we do say is the best food to put out for your hedgehogs is dried cat food. Cat food is a complete food and it's got the right balance for hedgehogs because hedgehogs, although they are smaller than cats, they're more similar in size than they are to dogs. That's why we say cat food. They will eat wet food, they will eat dry food. The reason we say dry food is because it attracts less flies to your garden. But if you want to put out wet food, they'll be very happy with wet food. Please don't put out mealworms. They do make them ill. They can cause something called metabolic bone disease, which is fatal, especially to juveniles. The odd mealworm falling off your bird table, don't worry about. It's when they're fed exclusively mealworms. There's a new food called calciworms come out. We still kind of don't really know whether that is more helpful to hedgehogs or whether that's still going to harm them. So the best thing we say is to stick to cat food. Milks will make hedgehogs ill because hedgehogs are lactose intolerant. So it was an old thing we used to do. We used to put bread soaked in milk out for hedgehogs, but actually that makes them really ill. So just water. And it's really good practice to just have a bowl of water out in your garden all the time anyway, because all of wildlife needs fresh water. So if anyone wants to help the rescue, we are totally voluntary. No one in the rescue takes any wages at all. And the costs at the moment, with the power especially, because we have to keep the sick hedgehogs very warm, our bills are going, electricity bills at the moment are up at around £500 a month. So if anyone would like to help us, if you go to our Facebook page, it's a way of donating. Or there's also a wish list on Amazon, where if you'd rather not give money and you'd rather donate food or equipment that we need in the rescue, we're grateful for everything that anyone can send us. So if you go to our Facebook page or the website, and that'll tell you then how you can help us. If you want to volunteer, again, if you go to the Facebook page or the website, there'll be a contact for one of our managers. And if you contact them, they'll then get back in touch with you and let you know what the job involves and what times we've got available at the moment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The end. GL Communities team introducing projects happening at the Phoenix Centre, Matson. That'll be good.
I'm Gorana and I'm at the Phoenix Centre in Matson on Matson Lane, Gloucester, GL46DX. Telephone number is 01452 223 387. You can also contact me on my mobile on 07342 768 551. I'm an ESHO employment support coordinator.
I am Sion and I am an employment support coordinator for ESHO.
And we're based at GL Communities at the Phoenix Centre on Matson Lane, Matson, Gloucester, GL46DX. We're open from Monday to Friday between times of 10 and 2 o'clock when you can reach us on 01452 223 387. Alternatively, you can email us on ESHO, that's ESHO, at glcommunities.org.uk. Basically, what ESHO is, it's part of Employment and Skills Hub, the outreach project, and we are funded by Gloucestershire County Council.
What we can help with is one-to-one support and mentoring, help to write a CV or improve a current CV that you have, job search and employer skip links, mock interviews, access to training and education, improving confidence and setting goals.
GL Communities is a district partner of the Employment and Skills Hub Outreach Project, ESHO, which aims to bridge the gap between the GEM project and access to further funding from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. We also cover BAME within Gloucestershire, the Black, Asian and other minority ethnicity, and specialise the needs and prioritise from all backgrounds to help apply for their jobs.
Criteria for Esho is economically inactive means that people aged between 16 and 64 and are not involved in the labour market. They are neither working or actively seeking employment. Economically inactive includes the long-term sick, claiming benefits, students or early retirees, and individuals who do not claim state benefits. This is a free service, and any requirements such as further education or training, we can provide funding for that depending on how much it would cost. So we are running this project till March 2024. So if you want to sign up with us now, you can stay on the project for as long as you need and up until you achieve your goals. So if you want to join us and you are lacking confidence within interviews, or you're lacking confidence with even finding employment, we can actually work with you on the programme until you achieve those goals. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Yes, we can support people with interviews. So if you are nervous or you have severe anxiety around it, we can help you along the way, whether that means practicing the interviews over and over again, whether we need to actually assist you to the interview, we can help with that.
So I just wanted to point out what we do as Esho Employment Support Coordinators. And basically, if somebody needs to go on a course or if they're looking for a specific job role, for example, there's jobs at the Gloucester Services at the moment, and we're basically coordinating with the staff there to do Bridging the Gap training, which has always been really successful. It's a 3-day course that's here at the Phoenix Centre. It's free, and basically, we sign you up on Esho, we put you on the course, and then at the end of the course, after the 3 days, you're guaranteed a job interview. I would say 8 out of 10 people normally receive a job offer. Yeah, they're normally pretty successful.
Yes, yeah.
With Esho as well, unlike the GEM project previously, if you are on Esho and we manage to find you work, if you don't like the work or you lose your job or anything like that, as long as you're economically inactive, you can then rejoin Esho and we'll be more than happy to help again in finding you a different position or anything really. Mm-hmm. So you can join Esho a number of times. It's not just a once, whereas GEM was just once. Once you were off, you couldn't rejoin. But yeah, the new project started in, I believe it was end of October, and we started beginning of January. We also hold a regular job club at the Phoenix Centre every Tuesday between times of 10 and 2, where we help people find jobs. We can help them apply for jobs. We use our computer suite. We can help with CVs. So even if you're not eligible for Esho, or if you're working and you're just looking for another job, as part of the job club, we can help you. So there's a number of things that we can do for the job club as well.
Oh, right, I'm Paul Stepney. I'm a carpenter who works in the woodworking shed and helps people do woodworking. Every week, every Wednesday, I'm in charge of the woodworking, and on Thursday, Matt's in charge, and we build lots of different things out of wood.
And can you tell us what you've recently built?
Well, at the moment, we're building planters for Lanet Playing Field. We've got to build very large planters to a good specification.
And can you tell us what the specification is?
They're 1 metre long by 50 centimetres wide by 50 centimetres deep. So the guys come in, there's about 7 or 8 of us, we've all got set things to do, sawing, denailing, we use recycled wood, We take all the nails out, we plane or machine the wood as well. So there's lots of different tasks. They can come in and do their own tasks if they want to, which we prefer, but most of the time we're given set tasks so we can bring in a budget. So we can buy things like sash clamps. We love sash clamps. We want as many old tools as you can possibly donate to this organisation, because we'd like brass back saws, sash clamps, record ones would be great. All sorts of different things we're looking for, because you can never have enough tools. We've got loads of tools, but we need more, because there's about 8 of us working on things. For example, we've got to glue up all the sides of the planters, and I need to buy 6 more clamps, because we haven't got enough clamps to glue all the things together. So they learn all sorts of things, loads of different ways of making joints, dovetails, lap joints, routering, machining, sawing, cross cuts, loads and loads of different things they can learn, and they can be an absolute beginner, not have a clue what they're doing, and we can teach them. Criteria is you need a pair of safety boots that fit you. Behave, you act safely within the environment you're in. You always wear safety gear like glasses, goggles, headphones, and masks when you're machining. You only machine when you're trained to machine. You don't put anybody else in danger. So you just basically you have to be able to just even in a wheelchair you can come and join in, because we can actually cope for that because the benches are at the right height, so everybody can come along as long as they consider that they're not putting anybody out or themselves in danger, because we are using sharp tools, etc. And if anybody's got learning difficulties, we help support them one-to-one support with other woodworkers.
And what's the location of the shed?
Phoenix Centre, Matson Lane, GL14DX, I think, or 6DX. And the venue is open for woodworking from 10:30 till 2:45, Wednesdays and Thursdays. I'm in charge Wednesdays and Matt is in charge on Thursdays. Any donations to Paul's mobile number, 07514 857594.
Right then, so the other good news we've got here at the Phoenix Centre, we're also doing a multiply course. We're running it on a Wednesday. We're doing fun with maths. So basically, you come along between the times of 11:30 and 1:30 every Wednesday and come and play some Scrabble, some dominoes, darts. What else is there? There's a number of different games that we're doing, all to do with adding up, taking away, just having a bit of fun. Come down for free tea, coffee, and just generally just come out,
socialize.
Have fun, socialise, learn how to do mathematics, but in a fun way. The other thing that we're doing is woodworking on a Wednesday with Paul. And we are learning to measure and make things out of wood. So I think at the moment they are doing planters. So they're measuring out the wood and making sure that they are measuring it correctly, so that all sides are equal to each other, and then putting it together. So that's every Wednesday and Thursday with the Woodworking Club. And that's between times of 10:30 and 1:30, I believe. The other thing we've got happening, but we haven't advertised it yet, so this is an exclusive. We will be holding a budget on how to cook and shop. So if you come in on a Monday, that's when we're hoping to do it, is on a Monday, you come over in our warm space here at the Phoenix Centre, enjoy some food that are amazing cook makes every Monday. Whatever she makes, we'll have the recipe. We'll then have a look at the recipe, go online, do a fake online shop to see how much that actually costs. Once we find out the costings online for different ingredients, we'll do it from 2 or 3 different supermarkets to find out where it's cheaper, so you can budget it properly. And then once you've got the costs, we then look at the recipe, see how much of the recipe ingredients you're using compared to what you're actually buying, and then working out the costs for a family of four of how much it actually costs to make.
So if you're from Matson and Robinswood area and you have any ideas, stories, poetry, music, you name it, and you would like to feature on the podcast, if there's anything you want to talk about, passions, business, stories, please come and share with us at the U-Space in Matson. You can also get in touch by emailing media-production@glcommunities.org.uk. That's media-production@glcommunities.org.uk. This project is funded by GL Communities, Gloucestershire Gateway Trust and Gloucestershire City Homes. We hope you enjoy this podcast and please subscribe and like our Instagram page and follow us on Facebook. I'm your host Hadley from the U-Space Matson, and the U-Space podcast is edited and produced by Kieran Batool. Thank you very much.